this is it.
And then we started watching Macho Man highlights, and I was on mushrooms. It was the fun, dude. Seeing your kid, imagine being a dad, and you come in and your little boy's watching TV, and it's just some yoked out, coked up steroid dude on the screen that's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, you Hulk Hogan, you think you're tough? Oh yeah, well let me tell you something. It's just like, you walk into a room, your kid's sitting Indian style in front of that, you're like, what the fuck are you, what is this? When the WWF was new,
oh, it must have been crazy.
And fucking Ultimate Warrior was coming on the TV, just like screaming crazy shit at your kid.
I mean, in Mexico, it hit quick, dude.
Mexico,
they all slid their silver luchador masks on and jumped right on board.
Mexico was prime.
Mexico loves professional wrestling, dude. It's crazy.
Were you guys the ones who brought up...
they slipped all those masks over their head, dude. It's over.
Dude, is it... Well, if you're white trash, you're in. You're all in on wrestling. Also, black people.
They like, they'd be like,
there's a lot of fucking right. black wrestling fans, which right. I remember when I was a kid, I went on my friend's birthday party. We went to WWF,
yeah,
which was fucking sick. And I remember because for some reason I didn't think black people liked wrestling. I never even thought about it. And there was a bunch of black dudes behind me that were just yelling. And this is like fourth grade, and I'll never forget what they were yelling. They're like, smack them with your tits, China. They were talking to China. I just remember black dudes behind me be like, take your titties out. I was like, hell yeah, hell yeah.
That's such a funny formative experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She had a sex video too.
Night in
and
China.
She's dead.
Yes.
She died.
Yeah.
She
went out the same way Bourdain did. She was like, I've accomplished.
She
was like, I've accomplished everything, and she went out.
Trying to kill herself.
She killed herself in a happy. She went out happy.
God, that's how this whole thing started.
Were you guys the ones that sent this link or not? But there was, I think it was like Booker T. He was a wrestler.
Oh,
and
dude,
he dropped the N-word.
He drops the N-word, and it's the funniest thing.
Have you
ever
seen it?
Booker T's not. He's white. Though.
He's black. Booker T's black as fuck.
How do you mean he dropped the N-word?
Well, he said the N-word on TV. Which he called Hulk Hogan the N-word. Right when he says it, he's like, oh, oh, oh. He puts his hand over his face, like, God damn it. You need to watch it because his partner, Stevie Ray, is Harlem Heat, was his partner. It's this huge, this guy's got to be like 6'8", 6'9", dude. This guy's gigantic. He does not flinch at all, dude. When Booker T says the N-word, Stevie Ray's just like, hell yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. We are here to fuck shit off, dude. But yeah, you need to watch Booker T's reaction. As soon as he said, he's like, we're coming for you. And then he's like, God damn it. One more wrestling thing, because... When they introduced the Shockmaster, I've showed you that, right?
No.
Oh,
oh,
my God.
Shockmaster.
The
yes,
Shockmaster
yes.
is the funniest, the funniest fucking thing you will ever see, dude. This is so Google or you go to YouTube and type in Shockmaster.
Yeah.
And the introduction to this guy is like wrestling because the acting is so funny. It's a bunch of roided out dudes that are like, "We're gonna fuck you up," and the other guy's like, "Well, we got a secret partner, and he's gonna shock the world." None other than the Shockmaster. And then, like, this guy's supposed to come out of a wall, and he just falls. He just falls into the room. And his mask was a bedazzled stormtrooper mask. He's this big, giant, fat guy. And when he falls out, his mask falls off. He's got to, like, scramble to pick it up and put it back on.
Who the fuck thinks of wrestling characters, dude?
Oh, my God.
It must have been so fucking funny to think of him now, like, on a recliner with a beer, being like, I had it. I had it.
Well,
there.
He was, according to this thing I watched about it, he was set to be, like, the next big character.
But
then his intro, when he tripped, everyone was like, ah, what a loser. Shockmaster's a fucking loser.
Imagine the bitterness of that.
Oh, fuck.
You didn't create any wrestlers? I was the dice. I was Dice Man.
No.
What's this?
I was saying.
You were Dice Man? What are you talking about?
We created wrestlers.
When
you know,
did you create
we take the pillows off the couch.
Yeah, and you
create
have wrestling
a ring.
Matches.
Yeah,
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 of course.
And then, so my character was Dice Man. And I had like the dice that you'd hang over your windshield wiper. That's or so your rear view mirror. And that was like my special thing that I'd throw around your ankle.
I'm thinking about the Shockmaster dude at home living with his wife.
Yeah, dude.
His wife's talking shit. And he's in the recliner. Eventually he just gets up and does a full running clothesline. I got an answer, my bitch.
Holy fuck, dude. But yeah, mushrooms. God. And also, I'm going to let that Dice Man slide. I'm going to let you off the hook on that corny
no, you're
shit.
You're a little kid. You're having fun. We used to, me and my cousins used to make stuffed animals have sex in the basement. We'd go down the basement and play with toys. We were like little. I literally remember when I was kind of a little too old for toys.
Yes.
I kind of still play with them for a little bit.
Yeah, once you start making them fuck, you're too old. You're too old for toys. I got out of there just in time.
That's a good rule of thumb, because I think we stopped playing with toys after. We had a bunch of stuffed animals out in the basement. I remember we were like, it was like a bunny and like a stuffed giraffe. And like, it was my sister's Beanie Babies.
Right.
And I knew it was going to be Beanie Babies.
I was making my sister's Beanie Babies fuck down my basement. And my two cousins were watching. We were all taking turns making them fuck. And my dad came in and I was like, what are you doing with all these Beanie Babies? And we were just like, and all of them were just playing with Beanie Babies.
Oh, I have one more story then before we go, because...
No, we're good.
Speaking of that, so my cousin there's no easy way to say this.
You guys had sex when you wrestled?
No. But we had, there was these stuffed kangaroos that was like my elementary school, and it was like Save the Kangaroos. So we bought the...
Wait, Save the Kangaroos?
It was one of those things where it was like...
There's too many kangaroos.
I don't know what it was. For whatever reason, it was like, donate money, you get this stuffed kangaroo.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And that was like, my brother and I each had one when we were like little for a while.
It's a good charity scam, dude. Yeah. You're like, just be like, save the squirrels, we're doing it in India.
Yeah. So then later, like, when my cousin and I were coming of age, like, we figured that you could fuck the pocket of the kangaroo.
I mean, you could fuck the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. To see what, like, a vagina would have.
So you fucked the stuffed... I knew you fucked the stuffed animal. Did I not say that? I called it right away. I was like, you fucked the stuffed animal.
At one point, his mom, like, knocked on the door and then he...
He's dicking a kangaroo pouch.
He answers the door and he clearly something's up. And she's like, What's going on? And he's like, nothing. And she just started. And then my mom later pulled me aside. She's like, did Ted, that was his dad. She's like, did he give Joey a Playboy because something's going on? It's like, she just thought that it was a porn night. Right, right. No, we're just taking turns fucking a kangaroo.
Wait, you guys were running a train on it? You guys were fucking it? Together? You guys were both fucking it?
Yeah, I mean, we had separates, but...
You guys had both had kangaroo.
You guys both had your kangaroo wives.
So they opened the door and his mom knew instinctively.
No. She's
weird sex
shit. Weird going on.
The door was locked.
I'm sure she knew just
by... Oh, the door was locked.
Yeah, he had to answer it, but he answered it in such a way.
Yeah, clearly there was some fucking...
I mean, imagine...
And I'm like under the covers.
Did you tell your kangaroo to be quiet? Be like, shh, someone's coming.
What time of the day was this? It was like 3 in the afternoon. You guys were laying in bed.
Yeah, it was like daylight. And then I remember
when she knocked on the door, she was like, what's going on there? Was he like, good day? I mean, nothing.
And then I know my friend at the time, this kid Ben, I kept, like, he slept there, and I was, like, trying to convince him to do it, and he was like, that's so fucking gross, and then he gave it
a shot.
What's that?
Did you peer pressure him into it?
No, he had, like, the hardest I ever heard him laugh, because I was like, I was basically, I had it on my dick.
You let it ride.
You were demonstrating him.
Yeah, but so under the covers.
But if you fucking kangaroo,
and then he pulled the covers off.
Oh, you had kangaroo dick. Well, you have the kangaroo upside down. So you're fucking a kangaroo's pouch. You're holding it upside down.
Yeah,
you're just skull fucking this thing.
That's right.
Like, did you like only let it ride out, or did you ever get on top of it? How'd you work it? Did you ever hit it from behind?
I think all I can remember is like on top.
Kang on top.
Yeah. Dude, get that Kang up there. Let it bounce, dude. Let it do what it does. Let it bounce.
That is so fucking funny.
Wow, dude. So your friend ripped the covers off while you were fucking the roo?
Yeah, just like laughed at me. And I was like, Ben, put it on the
Jesus
just
fucking
like how
Christ.
How sensible he was at the time.
I know,
like,
good
no!
for him.
Yeah.
Don't fuck that stuffed animal, dude. Get the
he's
fucking
like, dude,
covers
you're weird.
Off.
Yeah. I'm like, no, it's like a pussy. And,
that could be taken as like almost like an instinctive intervention from like a childhood. Like, dude, don't fuck stuffed animals, man. Yeah.
Something in his DNA was like, it's not good to fuck things.
That's so fucking funny.
Anyway.
That's hilarious.